With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The world hasn't seen an earthquake this powerful since 2011. An 8.8 magnitude quake has struck Russia's Far East, sending tsunami waves across the Pacific in the direction of Hawaii, Alaska, parts of the U.S. West Coast. Dave Snyder is NOAA's Tsunami Warning Coordinator.
What we would expect to see is probably that higher level of inundation possibility, those waves coming in. And over time, we'll see that level drop down. When we subtract the tide from that, we're going to watch that level gradually recede over the course of several hours. And after about 3 hours of that not reaching the advisory status, or about one third of a foot or so, about 30 centimeters, once we don't see that for 3 hours, we'll drop our warnings there. But you'll see the alert drop first from warning to advisory, and then after that 3 hour mark, we'll drop it from advisory to a green status.
Hawaii and Japan have downgraded their tsunami warnings to advisories. New York City police say the gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to suffer a brain disease linked to contact sports. Police say the suspect, who once played high school football, tried but failed to target the NFL's headquarters in the building. President Trump warns Russia's Vladimir Putin to agree to a Ukraine ceasefire or else suffer the consequences.
We're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going. But we're going to put on tariffs and the various things that you put on. It may or may not affect them, but it could.
Mr. Trump is giving Putin just 10 days to decide what he will do. The president spoke to reporters as he headed back home from Scotland. On Wall Street, Dow futures 16 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fight to defund Planned Parenthood may eventually wind up before the Supreme Court. A federal judge has ruled that Medicaid funding cannot be withdrawn from the nation's largest abortion business, as mandated in President Trump's new budget bill. This latest order replaces another judge's decision that initially granted a preliminary injunction. That injunction specifically blocked the government from cutting Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood members. This is SRN News. Nationwide coffee chain reports its bottom line.
Starbucks reported an increase in revenue for their third quarter. Better than
increasingly being reached by everyday Americans, thanks to rising home values, stock market gains, and decades of retirement savings. With inflation, $1 million no longer stretches as far as it once did, and many millionaires' wealth is tied up in houses and 401ks, but seven-figure status still holds symbolic weight. Keith Peters, Washington.
Several days of investigative hearings into January's deadly mid-air collision between a military helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington getting underway today. More details at SRNNews.com.